Okay, gentlemen, we're up to Simon Tov Ein Gimel, top of page, Pei Dalet. We discussed yesterday extensively the halachas of Moir. We're now moving on. After Moir, the Ramos speaks about the charoises. And here are the ingredients of charoises, Aboisai. The charoises is made out of, well, it is, firstly, it is yase of, it's got to be thick. Charoises cannot be too liquidy. It must be a solid, semi-solid substance. And there's a reason for that, because zeicha latit, it should be remembrance for the tit, for the cement. Zeicha latit, remembrance for the cement. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Seif Cotton Mem Zayin. We're up to Seif Hei. Halfway to Seif Hei. Yeah. Toward the Ramah of Seif Hei. And Mishnah Berurah says it has to be thick. Why so? Why does it need to be thick? There's a reason for that as well. Yes, of. It's a reminder of the cement. All right. Okay. And besides that, Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Seif Cotton Mem Zayin. Yes, of. It has to be thick. V'yaseinu miyomtev. Merev yomtev. You should do it before yomtev. The Charoi says, must be prepared before Yom Tov starts. Ve'im shachach, however, if you did forget, Mutala says, if Yom Tov, you may do so on Yom Tov. It's not a great idea. Why can you do it? Why is it not a good idea? I just think time-wise. It's on a practical level. Yeah, it is a bit hard to get it right as far as Lisha is concerned. Yeah, you're allowed to, correct. It's not talking about necessarily Shabbos. This is talking about Yom Tov Stam. You're allowed to do Lishia, but what was the? There's a bit of a hidden. Yeah, should do it b'shinui. Not sure. Mishabu does say you should try to do it before Yom Tov. On a practical level, for sure, it's better not to lose time. Okay, what are the ingredients? You should add a bit of chomets, a bit of vinegar, or yain odoim, or a little bit of red wine. Zeichal adom as a remembrance of the blood. Here comes the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Cotton Mem Ches and says, "Me'at chomets, a little bit of vinegar, shel yain, wine, vinegar, or yain odoim, or red wine. Kedei, in order leirachich oisoy, to soften it a little bit, v'yezeichal adom, and also because of the color, is going to remind us of blood." But if it falls on Shabbos, eaten by Amashke Merev Shabbos, certainly the liquid must be added before Shabbos. Vim Shachach, and if it was forgotten to be done before Shabbos, Ein Leel Simen Shin Chav Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sham, the Dirshu edition 61 kindly reminds us what goes on over there in Simen Shin Chav Aleph. He says that the Ramah says that you should put that you're not allowed to put the liquid into the charoises. Has to be the other way around. So that has to be kept in mind as well. But again, ideally here again, it's best to prepare before Yom Tov. So you add a bit of chomets or wine, is a chaladom, is remembrance of the blood. And you make the charoises, mipeirois, shenim shalom by misoil. The ingredients are fruit, which are comparable to klali soil. Every housewife has got the family secret going down from mother to daughter, mother to daughter, mother to daughter, what the best ingredient is for the charoises. This is the Ramah's recipe, or the Ramah's mother, the Ramah's recipe. Kegoin tachpuchim, you will add apples. Te'einim, you will put a bit of figs in there. Egoizim, walnut, rimonim, pomegranate, shkedim, almonds. These are the ingredients, and the reason for those ingredients is not necessarily because of its taste, but because all those are in Nach, the Klali Yisrael is compared to all those. Tapuchim, te'einim, egoizim, rimonim, shkedim. Furthermore, for noisnim olav tavlin, you will add a bit of spice, such as kinomoin, cinnamon, vezangvil, ginger, hadoim leteven, which will look like teven, like straw, shoymegablin boyatit, which would be megablin boyatit. That's how the cement would be made. You add straw. So I want to just add, and we're going to go through the Mishnah Berurah in a minute, but I'm going to start with the final point that the Ramah makes. So the Ramah says, initially he says, we add, the Charoi says, we add tapuchim, apples, figs, walnuts, da-da-da-da-da, almost right. Why do we do those? Because they are fruits that Klal Yisrael is compared with. How do you hear that? Then it's a full stop. It's a full stop. And then the Gemara says, what do? You add spices. What spices? Cinnamon and ginger. Because they remember the straw, they remind us of the straw, and straw is what was, and they look like straw, and straw is what was added to the cement. That's how you make cement, right? Now, why is that? What's that? What's the meaning of that? Why cinnamon, straw, cement? Oh, very good. Well, we are not so familiar. I just saw them last week just to so physically what cinnamon looks like. Cinnamon are sticks, right? Cinnamon sticks. I just saw them last week, so I've got it clear in my mind. Yeah, they're sticks. They look... Now, ginger, I forgot what they look like, but they must also be sticks. Right, but they are pretty much... Okay, now, but let's... So the one says, they look like straw. Cinnamon looks like straw, and that's why it's added to the charoses. Very good. So now, based on that, somebody was ma'oil to me a little while ago, and I think that he's right. Our charoses, that our esteemed wives make... They normally, I don't know, there's cinnamon in there, right? Your wife's, yeah, your charoses has got cinnamon?
Ground, not
stuff. Exactly, powdered. So one could argue, and I think this is a very fair point, that what? There's no point.
No.
There's absolutely no point. Okay, but that's not, so we might as well add sugar, add vanilla powder, I don't know, add something. I don't know, there's little point, I would argue, and I think he's right. There's little point adding powdered cinnamon. Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara means. I mean, there's no minig. I don't think there's a minig in that. Because the minig is what the Gemara says to add. What do you think about it? I think it's a very true point. We do it, and I'm sure my wife will do it this year again with a bit of cinnamon, but it's powdered, but there might not be the cume of the Gemara in it. Yeah? Yeah, but what's the point of adding cinnamon in it? Is it
cinnamon?
It's true because he reminds us. I don't know. No, it could be that. No, it could be. I don't know how it's processed. Could be that once you've added it like that, could be eventually once you. You're probably but the point is that what the Gemara says it's that you hadoimim leteven, you add those ingredients because initially they look like teven, they look like straw. It could be once you process it, it's not going to look like straw anymore. I hear that, but the point of in having is the comparison. The reason why you have it is because it's comparable to straw. If you use powder, it's not. It's not. I suppose yes. So what are you saying that what? Just because you, what are you saying? You're saying that. So Abgidin claims that he's doing a good job being melamed tchus on Klal Yisrael. It's a good job. And Abgidin claims that, you know what, that cinnamon that we have now that's powdered is also fine because really the ingredient, the source of it is cinnamon sticks. And just like in the Ramos times, it wouldn't just remain as sticks, arguably, I suppose, that's the truth. That's the truth. But you use stick, you use cinnamon, which, are intrinsically sticks. So similarly, also the powdered cinnamon that we have nowadays, also in source is sticks. Yeah, it could be. That's that's a good word. Yeah, it's good. It's definitely good to be menamed tchus and klal Yisrael. Very good. Okay, so now let's go through the ingredients. Very good, very good. What's the ingredients? Tapuchim apples, if cotton mem test. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to tapuchim? To apples, kigun tapuchim, seif cotton mem test. Al shem akosu, because the pasuk says, I think it's shashem, isn't it? Tachas tapuach, ticho. Klal Yisrael is compared to an apple. V'chein in similarly shari peiros kulam ksuvim b'shir. Yeah, it says explicitly. V'chein shari peiros kulam ksuvim b'shir Hashem. All the other fruit mentions over here is also psukim in shir Hashirim u'shkeidim. Besides shkeidim almonds al shem sheshokat Klal Yisrael al kitz lasois Klal Yisrael that sheshokat. Don't know about that.
Speedy.
Hasty. I thought you said hasty. Yeah, hasty. That's right. Yeah. Shkedim al shem shoshokin klali yisrael al kids lasses. Yeah. That's right. So these are all from Psukim in Shirashirim. Hadoim Sivkot nun hadoimim letaven. This is going back to the cinnamon. She'eini doichin heitev. They're not ground thoroughly. Femarukim, and they are long. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay, that gets us ready for Sivov. Now, moving on. So we've spoken about the Moroir, we've spoken about the Chavoises, and now we're going to speak about the continuation of the Sivov. We've spoken about Havak Kiddush, and now let's move on. Noitel Yodov Letzorech Tibulish, and subsequently, straight after Kiddush, we're the first Kois. We like sidetracked a little bit, speaking about Moroir and Chavoises. We're sidetracked, now we go back, we refocus to the seder. Noitel Yodov, you wash your hands at Tzorech Tibul Rishon for the first Tibul. V'lo yevoich al ha-netit and al ha-netila. Famously, we do not make a brach on the netila. V'ikach me'akapas, then you take the kapas. Pochs me'kezais, specifically less than the kezais. There's no chumra in having an additional kezais. U'mat piloi b'choymeitz, and you dip it in chometz and vinegar, mevorach borei pri adoma, and you make a brach borei pri adoma, ve'oichel, and then you eat it. Ve'enu mevorachach, if you don't make a brach chon after that. So what's going on over here? Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nun Aleph explains. Le'tzorech Tibul Rishon, k'mo shemefarash v'oilech, has explained short. V'atam. And the reason for that is, kol dovar shetibuloi b'mashke, tzorech netila. Everything which is a tibuloi b'mashke, anything that is dipped in a liquid from various specific liquids, tzorech netila, you have to wash hands beforehand. So this is really not something which is Pesach related. Dovar shetibuloi b'mashke, if you actually take something which is a b'er and you dip it in one of the mashkim, then really it requires an etila throughout the whole year. We don't do that. And it's interesting to note, Reb Shlomo Zalman brings, I saw it this Shabbos, Reb Shlomo Zalman brings an interesting chayodom. And the chayodom says that even in his generation, he says that it's a nice hiddul to do that, to wash your hands before eating something which is tibul b'mashke. In other words, if you're not washing for a mozi, you're just having a bit of potato, some on a regular, random Wednesday. You're having a potato, and you're dipping it into a...
I once was with Rabbi Lazalim when it gates.
Yeah?
And one of his sons, I can't remember if it was a biscuit or a chocolate, but he wants to dip it into his tea.
Dip it in his tea, and then he washed it. And then he washed your hands. Right, good. So but the Chayodom lives in the time of the Vilna Gaon. He said that there is Mahadrin, there are some Yidin who fear the Ribbono Shel Olam, they are makpid to wash their hands with Tibul HaMashke. So Reb Shlomo Zalman is medayik from that. What do you see from that? That even 200 years ago, it wasn't common. Well, you said that Yidin did do it. People didn't do it. Yeah, generally people do it. So it is, it's quite a chumrah and quite an uncommon chumrah. It's true, there are Yidin out there. Of course there are. But on Seder night, we all makpit. And yes, that's probably normally that ends up being the first vort of the Leila Seder. Why are we makpit on Leila Seder, not other nights? Manishtano, very good. And that's the first question. Very nice. First chocolate's gone. Yeah? What? Good. First Vatayra, excellent. Yeah, good. That could all, excellent. That's all the raid. So, but we have to just realize, as Reb Shlomo Zalman points out, it's important for us to realize that really the starting point is, really we should be, it's halacha in Mishnayos, it's halacha, it's really something we've got it really in principle, it's a chumrah which is applies the whole year round. And I'm just adding Reb Shlomo Zalman's diuk in Chayodom that he was already then an uncommon chumrah. We don't make a bracha. We do make a bracha on Be'er Pri Adoma, and you eat. You don't make a bracha afterwards. Now, why don't you make a bracha? If you have a kezais, you end up having a problem with bracha achoina. Should you make bracha? Should you not make a bracha achoina? So, if you have less than the kezais, then you'll Either way, fine. Alkein tov yoisa. Alkein tov yoisa shiyechal pochshim kizayis. Better to eat less than the kizayis. Don't end up having trouble of habocha choyna. Shelo yeh b'chiyuv klal lekul alma. Like this, you end up lekul alma. You don't make a bocha choyim. I want to point out something interesting. I saw that we spoke last week about Reb Shlomo Zalman about. What did we speak about? About the kois, not making brachon after the first kois, right? Sheikel, we spoke about that. So I just saw what Einiklich reported, that it's something interesting. One of the grandchildren of Shlomo Zalman said that he noticed once that during Maggid, or just after Karp, just over here, after Karpus's grandfather walked out, and he did something very naughty, followed him. He just followed him. And he wants to see where's my grandfather going? Shlomo Zalman walked out of Seder. And then he saw him, then he went out to drink. And perhaps, I forgot now, perhaps even to eat something. And he did that later on again. And then he asked him, what are you doing? He said, because he's worried about that discussion that we had last week. He wanted to do it secretly. Because the minig Yisrael is not to do it. So he said, I want to eat something like this. There's no problem he doesn't run into trouble, like he doesn't lose the bocha choyna. So that's what he did over here. But he ate. I think he even ate. He for sure drank. I think he might have even eaten. Like this, he doesn't run. Like this, he doesn't lose the bocha choyna. Yes.
He didn't.
He didn't lose the bocha choyna. It wasn't the sheikul.
You mean he
continued eating something? Yeah. Correct. Yeah, that's what he did.
Why did he eat half of
Mishia
then? Do we have the first
kois? Because of the kois. Going back to the first kois, he drank a kois, which for sure he had a revis. Yeah.
I'm not
Adama. No, I don't know how the Adama comes into it. Perhaps he had also more Adama in order to make a bocha choyna. I don't remember that exactly. I don't know if his grandchild had it clear. But the point being is that he ate a little bit more in order to not run into trouble of bocha choyna. Okay, so just as a little footnote, you don't have to necessarily dip it into vinegar or be yain or be memelach. Simply be dipping into wine or with salt water. I challenge anybody to dip it this year into wine. For sure, the kids are going to ask, "What are you doing?" Right, it's going to be a bit of a change, but really, halachically, it makes no difference. The point is, you're dipping the carpus into a liquid. So you could add, it could be salt water or it could be wine in principle as well. For leosil de la fukish shalit pal bechoises can kichois ena le tibul sheni shal mori bechoises. Right. Okay. Mor pri adom you make a bracha mor pri adom. Veichave, that's very important, and that's what most bali has said, that they're going to announce that and clarify that. It's really, really, really important. You make a bracha of ber pri adom veichave and liptoy bivracha zu gam amorer shel chalachka. That's really important. That our wives and children must be aware of that. That's really important. When you make Berpi Adoma, you have in mind not only the carpus here, which is less than the kezais, but later when it comes tomorrow, we do not make a Berpi Adoma.
Why would you need to? It's Teicha Asoda.
It's not covered. It's not part. It's not really Bomach Masuda. It's not really Bomach Masuda. On a random Shabbos, you're unlikely to go through a kizayis of Moray after Challah. So it's not Bomach Masuda. So Pashtas, it's not going to be included. So Lemaisa, Aloch Lemaisa, you've got to have that kavana. It's really, really important. Pardon? Yeah, that's again the same Shaila. I don't know. Yeah, you could lose it. If it's more than a shekel, don't know the answer. You got the question. Good question. I don't know what. Yeah, but bocha rishon also. If it's if you have kavona, I don't know. Rabbi, you said for carpus, do you recline or not? Rishon doesn't say anything over here. What's your minik? You don't. You do. You don't. You do. You don't. You don't. So lemaisa, it's a minik. Some do, some don't. The reason for not reclining would be what?
It's not derech cheiros. It's not associated with
cheiros.
And
cheiros. Like just like by Mo, you don't recline. But you're saying now he also. It's not real. So what do you say? You do recline. Why?
Yeah, because it's got both aspects of cheiros and
Right. So you're saying that just by matzah also really has got lechemoni and also.
Although you're dipping into the salt water, which reminds us of others, but you're dipping in this.
Right. Yeah.
It's like a starter, which is like we say about Rebbe, he had.
So you say that it would make sense? Yeah. Yeah. There is various monogamy. I saw something which I don't understand that. He brings over here, if you look at the Haor 67, Dirshu 67, he brings that some of the, he brings quite a list of G'doylim who did recline, a list of G'doylim who didn't recline, and then he brings from Oil Etzion that if you, a good idea is to do a bit of both. That to me sounds very, very strange. You do a bit of both. You do a bit of Hasev and after Hasev. That to me sounds like really strange. But it does bring it. Right. Okay. Now, what happens, the Mishnah Berurah addresses the point, what happens if you do eat the kezayis? Now we said you're not meant to eat the kezayis. What happens if you so hungry? And you just like, you go through the, you just have another one, and another one, and another one. It tastes quite good. I mean, no, it's fine. Yeah? I was always wondering, is it good because it's good, or is it good because we're hungry? Because that's what it is. Yeah. So what happens if you...
Any carbohydrates all day.
Yeah.
He's desperate for
it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if you have more than a kezayis? Afilu machal kezayis, lefi shebach rishonu koyi gam ala mori v'kenal, v'al kein birkes amozun shepoyter zamori she'ochel b'sei chasudu koyi gam ala kapa she'ochel mikoydem. He said that, yeah, even if you have a kezayis, and more than a kezayis, even then, you don't make bocha choyna. Because you can have the more later. I know your question about it's going to be, but let me say, we assume that the benching later is going to cover it. So he says, even if you eat more than a kezayis, you do not make a bochana, but ideally you should have less than a kezayis. Right, the more the Shulchan Aruch then continues about the matzah. But you know what, actually, I think we're going to leave that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Let's just summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke initially about the charoises. And the charoises has to be thick. For the cement. Afterwards, he tells about the ingredients. You've got to have some vinegar or some wine. You add some fruit that compares to Klal Yisrael. You're going to add some cinnamon. We spoke about a cinnamon that looks like straw. Then we spoke about washing hands for the tribulation. Carpus. You don't make a bracha. But on the netzila, but you do make a bracha on Berpia Adoma. You eat it. You have less than a kezayis, so not to run into trouble. And you don't make a bracha. Even if you have more than a kezayis, you will not make a bracha. And we shall continue be'ezah Hashem isbach shemoy with halachas of matzah, the breaking of the matzah that is tomorrow in Mirza Hashem. I wish you good evening. Psos tibis.